This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Oh yes, men and women, boys and girls, it is not just another episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast. It is the 100th episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny.
Yay! It's the golden years. That's what they call people over a certain age, right?
Yeah.
It's the golden age. It's the golden years.
They're called centurions.
No, but there's also, remember Mum put that magazine out?
Yeah, that was her mother.
The golden agers.
Well, yes. Well, that's all right. She named it the golden ages.
I think John, our producer, should give us all a gold watch for this commemoration.
Yes.
Why does John need to give the gold watch?
You know, you're in charge. And we're just the workers. Only. We're just the workers.
Now, this party is super enjoyable for me. Like I hope you guys enjoy it out there because I don't ever want to quit. It's just fun, right?
Yeah. You know, we should go back. Scene, change, shift, the smoke.
Oh, you created a moment.
And we're going back to that first podcast that we actually never meant to be a podcast. We got together in a meeting room, right? And this advertising agency had told us we were going to do a radio show, and they said, you also need to do a podcast. And Serena, like, well, what the heck? We don't have time for podcasts.
Yeah, like, what are we going to talk about?
Who listens to a
podcast? Sewing and crafts?
Serena and I said, no one's going to listen to our podcast.
Gluing cotton balls together?
Yeah. Serena and I were like, what? I don't want to do a podcast. So we got together, actually, with John, but Danny just pushed himself into that room somehow.
Wasn't Timothy in there, too?
Tim, were you in the room, Tim?
Yes, Timothy was.
No, the only reason I was there is because you had no other use for me.
No, exactly. We'd put him in advertising. He was failing at that. We put him in wholesaling. He was failing at that. We put him in all sorts of places, and Danny was a...
Failing? I beg to differ. I think my ideas were a little too cutting edge
That's
for the
true.
Group.
Anyway, so we sat in this room with John, and John was trying to explain to Serena and I why we sort of needed to do this podcast, and so... It was a whole, like, hash-out session of why would we do a podcast? Should we even do a podcast? And then once we got around to the idea of it, of what it should be called, and 100 episodes ago, it began. Let's go back and revisit. But we need a name, though. We still need a name. I don't want to call it just Freedom.
It's the potty. Don't you know that?
Honestly, the Freedom Potty.
I think...
The Freedom Party. P-O-D-D-Y.
People will think we're saying potty, P-O-T-T-Y.
I don't mind them think we're saying party.
Yeah, but it's our accent. Like, Americans say party. Yeah, but potty is awesome. I mean, P-O-D-D-Y, it sets us apart from all the podcasts, too, because podcast to me already sounds boring, like I'm going to fall asleep.
The podcast.
You could call it the Freedom Party and just let it fall where it may.
Potty almost sounds like freedom.
It does.
Freedom.
And I have to go to the potty right now. I'm bound until I go, guys.
That's a wrap.
I'm bound. This here to me is like a special club, an Illuminati. What are they? Are they a club? People, special club people?
They're the people behind the scenes who really run the world.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
That's what I feel like this is, that we're part of something special. You, listener people, wonderfuls, and all of us, we're friends and we're Illuminatis. Well, you do come into our lives every week, and we decided to just keep it real. So you basically were in this little cabin, and you just come into here, and we don't script anything.
That was a promise from episode one, right?
Yeah.
We decided we weren't going to script
and it. And we realized some are going to love, some are going to hate, and the haters don't even have to bother to turn us on. But somehow many of you guys loved it, and you
Or you love to hate it.
Yeah, or you love to hate it.
Or you hate to love it. No,
maybe.
No, you just love to hate it.
But you have been so amazing following us every week. I hope that we've brought you encouragement and joy and just like a sense of family, because we honestly feel like we do family with you.
Pearl, do you have a moment when the podcast clicked for you, or you felt like this is a thing and I want to continue doing this? Was it an episode? Was it like, can you tell me about that?
I don't know. You know what? Danny, after that very first podcast, we didn't know anything because we decided to – we would call, even though it was just a meeting, that Tim here – and we're going to introduce you to Tim, our engineer, is in the room today for the 100th episode. He recorded it, right? So then we put that out as podcast number one, not even realizing it wasn't official podcast. We just put it out. So after the first podcast went out, my inbox was literally – full are so many messages like, oh my goodness, thank you. You don't know what you said. You said something about, so I ate off plan, you know. I'm still a trim, healthy mama. And I talked about how I wanted to say on the podcast all these things. If I'm going to do a podcast, I want to tell our listeners that, you know, just because you stopped at Subway and you didn't have the perfect meal, you're not a trim, healthy mama. Of course you're a stinking trim, healthy mama. I'm not perfect. I'm a trim, healthy mama. It's my identity. And I said to you, Danny, I said, you know, you're a drummer, Danny, but did you play drums last weekend?
Right.
And you said no. And I said, are you a drummer? And I remember you said that as I live and breathe, I'm a drummer.
Yeah.
Those were your very words. And I thought, and so we said that. And then my inbox was full with like all these ladies almost crying saying, you spoke to me. You spoke to me. I don't have to be perfect. And so I think that's when it clicked for me. And I said to Serene, because Serene's unplugged on Facebook, I showed her all these messages. Literally, they just kept coming in. And Serene was like, Pearl, we don't want to go around speaking at events, you know, in pencil skirts. We fail at that anyway. We have a platform here and people are going to tune in and maybe, and if we can encourage them, well, right, Serene?
Yeah, and that's why it's so huge for me because I am unplugged, right? Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to email people. Maybe I just have wanted not to learn.
Yeah, you've wanted not to
but
learn.
But this potty is a way of connecting with you guys. I feel like it's a way of being, like having friends.
Yeah,
like Pearl is my friend. You're my sister, but I live on this hilltop, and I like to stay on this hilltop.
Yes.
And I just love to be busy with my family. But you guys are my friends, and this is how I talk to you. Yeah. And Pearl tells me, you know, through the little birdie, what you guys say back.
Yes,
and you through know, the yeah, it's like I'm forever the potty girl. And so when we, you know,
because we're before the podcast, you were like Charlie with Charlie Angels, basically. Apart from in a rare video, no one saw you or heard from you, Serene. You were like, I was on Facebook and I was more accessible. Serene was like, there's no one, but you heard her in the books. But now you get Serene every week too.
Aww.
And then everyone got introduced to Danny and you've come to know and love. Yeah, I mean, but you're in people's hearts, Danny. And then Leslie and John.
Oh, I know, good old Leslie.
We're fam.
Good old John.
You want to say John's something, John, off. Don't you?
Oh, no, I was just getting prepared because I thought, yeah. You know, we're going around the room, right?
We are.
Telling stories.
Well, come on. Right now,
just getting
John,
prepared for my story.
John, season or out of season?
You get a certain look on your face when you're ready to say something. I could see it. After 100 right. episodes, I know your body language so well.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I could actually see it in my peripheral. When I was looking at you, it was his head movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts nodding.
He's primed up. He's looking back and forth.
Yes.
Like, I'm here. He's teed up.
Just getting the flow. Just getting the flow. No, you know what? When it clicked for me, and this might be a long way to get to my end point, but come out of a lifelong career in the music industry. And in the music industry, it's all about getting people to chase carrots. Every record label, every band manager, everybody in the music industry is always trying to build their audience and capture their audience. And it's always, you know, win this. There's all these incentives. And the very first day that we met, long before the first podcast, but when we met and we started talking through this whole Trim Healthy Mom idea and what to do with it, when there was just a book, I knew from the very, very beginning that this brand was, ironically, I ran away from the music industry. I wanted to do anything but the music industry. But when I met you guys, I knew the first day that we met that this brand was everything the music industry was trying to be. Naturally, this is, at the end of the day, Trim Healthy Mama is a community. It's a community of people.
Yeah.
And it was already in place even back then, even before there were any products in it.
Right.
And it, 'cause that's what happened. You guys released this book and a community grew around that.
Exactly.
And the podcast. Now, we've tried many things. I mean, we've tried different products and different approaches. This podcast has been like this tried and true piece that has always been steady and building. And I see it from the back. I see the stats and everything.
Yeah.
I won't get into boring numbers and stuff, but I watch it every week and I watch and it's steady growth. And there's a core audience that's already there. And I'll tell just a quick little funny story when it really, like, there were two things that happened when I was like, wow, this is of everything. This thing, this podcast is honest to goodness connecting with so many people. One was there was something going on between you and your brother, and I don't know if everybody knows the connection between your brother and the Newsboys.
The
group, the Newsboys. Mm-hmm. Now, there's, you know, Tim's a music guy, Danny's a music guy, Leslie's a music girl. We all kind of understand audience size and all. There's a certain size audience that the Newsboys play to on a regular basis. And I remember showing you, Pearl, there was this one moment when I showed you our stats.
Yes.
And you said something to the effect of, and I was like, so you guys are like having some friendly jabs with your brother or something,
right,
over like time spent in audience size. And again, I won't say the number, but our podcast audience size on the day it was released, the Wednesday, grew to be bigger than the size of the audience that the Newsboys play to.
Right.
And you made some crack about, you know, we don't even have to get off the couch.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and it's a friendly little sibling jab between you and your brother. And I was like,
that was early on.
But I hung on to that. I was like, wow, every Wednesday, we really, truly do, in band terms, this podcast plays
stadiums.
We play to arenas every Wednesday, and that's a really cool that's a cool feeling. And then and then there was the other like moment when I just kind of was taken back by the whole thing was we did the podcast, Serene, when you announced your big news, your birth announcement. And the stats on that particular show was unlike anything I'd ever seen.
I know.
And we didn't do anything. We didn't
And isn't that interesting? Because, and I think that, you know, the stats on that show went crazy. So many people listen. And I think that's, once again, to your point, John, it's community. People are family with us. If someone in your family gets pregnant,
yeah,
you want to say, hey, congratulations. You want to hear.
And that's also the interesting thing. You know, as a business, we try and make sure that we cut corners and make sure we're not spending money out there for no reason, that we're being responsible with the money. And when we're trying to cut corners and slim down output and areas where we pay money to people to do things, we've always said, no matter what, we're doing the podcast. No one is cutting the podcast.
Yeah.
That is going to be there forever.
Denny's.
Okay. Because I've been wondering.
Because it's like the event with family, right? It's like, well, we can, you know, slim down this. We won't go to gymnastics. We won't go to this. But we're not going to stop the family gathering. Well, it's like we're not going to stop the podcast. And one more thing before, Danny, I want you to speak, and then Leslie and Tim. But I want to say, you were saying how every Wednesday we speak to arenas. But because it's family, I've never got a little nervous little butterfly in my tummy, because you're never nervous with family.
No.
Right. It's still a one-on-one individual. Oh, uncle and auntie are coming over. You know, we're just going to tell them about what's going on in our life. And that's what it feels like to me. It's still so personal. I feel like my baby can cry. I can sit here and nurse. I can chomp on a carrot.
We have the best audience in the world because they let us do this. And they're like, yeah, we get some. Very, very, you know, rare emails are like, I wish you guys were like more succinct. Why do you go on? Why do you let your baby cry? Blah, blah, blah. But overall, everyone's like, I just feel like you're my friend and I'm over in your living room and I, once a week, you know?
Well, that's what happens in living rooms. Babies cry.
Yeah.
People argue. People disagree. That's what I love about it.
Yeah. So what is your most memorable episode, Danny?
Well, for me, it was more when it really clicked that I wanted to do this long term.
Mm.
Because when you first do something, somebody invites you to do something, you know, you're like, all right, it's my job. You know, this is an opportunity. Let's do this and see what happens. But I think when I latched on to what I wanted to bring to people, and I figured what that was. Because at first, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know the plan.
Yeah, I remember.
Women, what am I going to say to these women? You know what I mean? Like, I ain't got nothing to say to them. Like, how to latch on? What am I going to offer?
Yeah, right.
You know? What, Danny, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was also going to go there, but it is kind of personal. But I want to say I want to give you props for something, because I know you get ribbed a lot about all the different jobs you've done in the company
or haven't done.
I will say this: nobody walks into a room with more spirit and hey, let's go than Danny.
Yeah.
And Danny, you were given like a bunch of rather boring tasks to do. And I know what you're saying, because I sit directly across from you every time we record, and I watched you almost overnight find your purpose. Like I'd say, it was somewhere, I don't know, maybe in the midway through the pod, somewhere in episode 40-ish, somewhere in there, but it just clicked and you know.
I know when it was, John. Tell. That day, I remember it. We weren't in this potty cabin. We were in the other potty cabin. We moved several feet, right? It was in that several log feet. Cabin. Yeah. Still on my property, okay? Yeah, we had two cabins.
Maybe there was black mold in that one. Now there's rodents in this one.
Well, there are rodents in this one. Danny, we were talking about, Serena and I were trying to articulate, you know, about what if you just believed, you know? And then Danny, you said, you know, I just asked myself this question. What if I could? Serena and I looked at each other. We're like, what? What if you could? What if you could, Danny? That phrase has stuck. Yeah. You bought it, Danny. And since then, do you know that I told myself this very morning, what if you could, Pearl? Oh, yeah. Something that I was being challenged in my life and I was slacking on it. I was just thinking, that's too hard. And I said, what if you stinking could, Pearl?
Let me tell you something, Danny. Let me tell you about your fame. Let me tell you.
Tell me about it.
In our home, in Pearl's home, in our sister Vange's, in all the large extended family, there is a saying called a good man's never stuck. And it came from a patriarch in our family. I mean, if we were going to have a bust built of a certain family member, it would be of this wonderful Ivan Bowen. And there would be a little plate at the bottom and engraved would be a good man's never stuck, right?
Wow.
Everyone would say it no matter what. Hey, a good man's never stuck, meaning like keep going. What if you could? It's said over. A whole lot more on this hilltop than a good man's never stuck. That is how entrenched it is in our cellular matrix now.
Maybe we should get collectible Danny Valdez busts made. I've got some top secret
product ideas that we'll share later, but that would be one of them. That would fit with the grouping of what I've got in my brain.
Right.
Yeah. So for me, that was, you know, to really believe and go, wow, I have something of value to share to these people that is beyond, you know, isn't the health aspect.
But I feel like it has too, though, because you've come as from a pre-diabetic, sugar addicted guy who, when you first started the podcast, you were just sort of getting over that. People have watched you for the last 100 episodes, become strong, a strong, strengthened person who now can eat kale. Who now has kefir smoothies?
He comes with his kefir smoothies or his protein rich matcha infused smoothies.
Yeah.
Beforehand,
people have watched you. What if you could? Just when you first used to come to the podcast, you'd be low blood sugar. We're like, why did you eat your breakfast? You didn't eat breakfast, and you picked out on Chick-fil-A. It was all ridiculous stuff. You've really, I mean, you're not perfect, but neither are we, but you've gotten it together. You've conquered this, and people have related to you, Danny, on this journey.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I represent the whole. Hey, I'm like you, trashed in my body, not in the same way, but in my way. Mm. And if I can, what if you could, right?
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
And I also want to say another reason why I love The Potty, for me personally, is because it's a place, so many places, and maybe I shouldn't love it so much because we've had a few complaints, but it's all right. I love it because it's a place where I can really go deep with you guys who are listening, with Danny and Pearl. We've been doing kind of the potty on this hilltop for a while before it was recorded. We just didn't know that you could have a podcast and that's what it was.
True story.
But Danny, you've been a friend of this hilltop for years, and that's what we do. We just go deep. We'd soul talk and go deep about all the spiritual or, you know, health or whatever, just going deep. And I love it because there's a lot of fluff talk out there. There's a lot of surface, how's the weather, or politically correct talk where you just have to kind of like veer around edges. And I feel like this is a place where I can just really share.
Yeah.
And I know we always say this, hey, we know not all of our audience are believers like we are Christians. And yet you've stuck with us even if you're not, because we try to bring you something too, because everything that the Bible says, science backs up, people. So there's that for you. But we love to be able to share. And what amazing country that we can sit here and do this, where any wisdom we find comes from, which is from the scriptures. Serene and I, we would have nothing.
Nothing
without to give. God's wisdom. We would have nothing to give. And each week we feel like, man, I got that. And Serena and I would talk on the phone and we're like, we're taking that to the party. You know, so that's an incredible. And we feel blessed that we can. It's not, we don't look at this like a ministry. That's this ooky word. It's like
a bit. Well, it's a Christianese word.
Christianese word, and we hate that. But it's real stuff, real talk.
It's a place to just outpour, right? Yeah. Aren't we meant to outpour into people, into each other's lives?
Yeah. And we want to introduce a couple more people. Well, you know Leslie, but Leslie needs to come say something. How many potties have you been with us, Leslie? Not from the very first, right?
No, I was thinking, as you were talking, I was thinking, well, if this is the 100th potty, I think I've been here a year and a half plus. Then my math, I just lost it because I was like, how many weeks are in a year? I just don't know. Didn't understand it. So definitely not from the beginning, but my first memory of the potty, I think we titled it the worst potty ever.
Was that your first potty?
I know, but it's like, it's a real strong memory. So I didn't mind.
We were dancing.
Well, this is my point.
The pearl dance?
That then one of my first tasks as like co-producer Leslie was to film Serene and Pearl with their like lame white girl dance.
That's hilarious.
And then I was like, who are these people? And what is this hilltop?
Oh, that's what job am I?
No, no. Yeah. Well, I, yeah, my.
And I was rapping.
Yes, I
Danny think. Got up and did a white girl dance with us too. Oh, Hannah, I can't believe
no, he doesn't
your
dance
first
like
day.
A white girl dance.
No, he did the pearl dance. Though.
I don't know
he
that it was dance. My first day, but it was my first. Because I don't have these like strong, because I wasn't there since day one.
Yeah.
But it was the strongest memory. And then I will say this. The elephant in the room that you embraced me because I'm from a very different background, a very different walk of life. And then
you've never read the Psalms?
Yeah, no. Don't know a thing about the Psalms. Wait, did we tell that on the potty or the radio?
I think we told it on the podcast.
Have we ever told it?
We did last week. We told about your story about the Psalms.
Oops. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I'm a heathen.
Yeah.
And you embraced me.
Hello, I'm Leslie, and I'm a heathen.
I became family. And honestly, I went through some times and I went through an adjustment period from my previous life to this life. And I sort of went through it quietly, you know, relationship stuff, family stuff. And just being in the room and the moment that you three would just start, even if it was about kale, like it doesn't even matter what it was about, your energy just lifted me. And I know that that's what you're doing in other people's rooms. It doesn't matter what's going on in their life, your energy is. It just lifts everyone. So I'm really happy.
But you do that for
it.
Us too, Leslie Pops of the Irish Sea.
Yeah. Leslie anyway, Pops of the Irish
Danny
Sea.
Danny is glaring at me because I have to steal either Danny's or Serene's mic.
Timothy,
I would never steal Pearl's mic. Never.
Because she's big sister dragon lady. I'm throwing my mic to Timothy, the unseen guest.
Timothy is the unseen person that you might hear us sometimes say in the podcast, edit that out, Tim. And then Serene says, no, Tim, leave it. Okay, this is Tim. He's our engineer, and he...
Can I give Tim some props? There is a small core of us, THM-wise, that are just, for whatever reason, better for worse, on call 24/7. Because we have a tendency to do things very spur of the moment, and when inspiration strikes, we just do it. And Tim Scott is one of those guys where he is. I can text and have texted Tim at very strange hours of the night and morning, and he always responds and gets it done. And I don't think this potty, or any of the radio segments would be as strong as they are and as consistent as they are without that guy. So
thanks, John.
Agree.
Thank you.
They wouldn't exist. In fact,
you mean like if you forget to send me the audio to edit, but until what, Tuesday night?
We have had a lot of oops. It's Tuesday night.
Forget or all, just an ongoing battle with Dropbox.
Yeah, a little bit of both, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Say your piece, Tim. What's it like being on the other end?
Well, it's interesting because, see, I always feel like I'm in the room because I'm listening to the potty, but I never get to interact with you guys because I'm putting it together afterwards, after it's recorded. So, you know, for those of you who are interested, there's, you know, a lot of mics up in the room here. Everybody's talking into a mic. And my job is at once. And my job is to try to, you know, make it where everybody can hear and understand it. So
what an impossible job.
I do a lot of what I call micro editing on Serene because she's not talking into the mic. So I...
Thank you, Tim.
I go in and dial her up and turn it up like so everybody can hear it.
Do you notice me saying, Serene, get back to the mic. Get back to the mic.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
I mean that. It's great, though, because it's job security, right? One episode that I'm surprised nobody's brought it up yet, but the Foxy Mama.
Oh, Fox. One. How did we forget Foxy Mama?
How did we forget?
I was just going to say, it was funny to me because it was the one podcast I remember where Danny just did the intro and then said nothing the rest of the time.
I remember this.
I totally remember that.
Because that was the first time we really breached that subject, and I was just like, what's my place here? Like, do I speak at all? I mean, where's Sam and Charlie?
Yeah, but you sat there with your hands up glorifying God sometimes.
That's true, yeah, yeah.
It's funny because a lot of the stuff that you guys share rubs off on me, and I can be working on the podcast and literally stop, and I'll run into the kitchen and make something.
Really?
And my wife was like, so what's awesome. That? And I'm like, oh, that's a good girl moonshine. Seriously. Do you want me to make you one? She's like, well, what's in it? I'm like, here, try it. So that's really good.
Yeah.
So you know, things like that, it rubs off on me. Anyway, thanks and congratulations on 100 episodes.
Yeah, thanks for everything you do, Tim. So we're going to keep this one short and sweet because this being the day after Christmas, you want to hang out with your fam. I know we've hang out with you as your other fam, but you're going to hang out with your other fam. Two fams that you have, obviously.
You want to say it in another way too? It might help.
Yeah, no, could you keep elaborating?
Yeah.
Do we need Tim to edit that?
Yeah, I think so, Tim.
No, Tim, leave it in. Not the potty. You cannot flush anything. The potty does not have a flush button. That's why it's real and raw.
Oh, that's right.
That's good.
Yeah. I remember the last Christmas was our first Christmas party, right? So this last one was the second. I remember we got mail, vicious, angry mail. Ooh. At you, Danny.
Oh.
Yeah, remember?
What?
We can't even say
that's
it
right.
on this.
We can't even speak it. Yep.
We can't even speak it, but you told all the little children that someone didn't exist.
That someone wasn't real, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we got some hate mail.
So we're not saying that this year.
No. This year he's very real. Yep. He's going to do
well,
all
Well, it already happened yesterday, so
That's
hopefully
true.
He was real.
Yeah, he was real. It happened. It's magic and you should, you know, have fun with that.
Yeah. No. Yeah, Serene and Danny.
Serene's with me.
And
no,
Serene was
Jesus
the one.
Jesus is the reason for the I season. I don't like that line because it's been used so many times. It's like, what would Jesus do and wear the bracelet?
Yeah,
you know?
I know, but I remember you agreed with Danny, you know, and I was
totally in agreement with Danny.
I was like, all the mail come in. Like, yes, yeah,
I
Danny
believe
Serene.
Saint Nick was an amazing man. He was great, and we should be more
we're
like
we're
him.
We're going there, guys.
He was a real person.
We should back up. We should go in reverse now.
We should be done with this podcast, and we will see you in the new year, right? Man, we're going to bring a good one next week.
It's going to be nuts.
It's going to be meat.
Like,
you've had enough cake.
Yeah.
You're ready for meat.
And not that white chicken meat either. We're bringing dark meat.
For God and heaven. Don't say blah,
I
blah.
I forgot the words.
I don't know. I never knew them.
What is it, Leslie?
Be for God and love.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.